Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 8th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the schools that will be opening tomorrow and the plight of parents.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
Of course, they are facing challenges as parents first and foremost, because they don't have adequate resources. Like all parents will be running to resource authorities to ask for properly privileged systems of payment of their own fees for the children. That is a challenge that is faced by every Zimbabwean due to our subdued economic activity. Over months, this kind of school is vulnerable. Abantwana baqalise ukufunda kanye nababalisi baqalise ukufundisa kodwa esingathi siyakukhuthaza kakhulu nginxenganinconcoza futhi kubazali ukuthi kabasapote ababalisi babo ngokuncedisa kakhulu isikolo ngezinto zokusebenzisa esikolweni ekufundiseni abantwana. Sinezikhumbulo kubabereki nebathungameli bezedzidzo kuti basinde nekuvatsira maticha nekuvatsigira nekuti atsvagira zvinhu zvinodiwa kuti vashande nesimba.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about schools opening and the plight of parents.
Schools are opening for the third term tomorrow, but education facilities in many parts of the country are still in a sorry state 34 years after independence. Teachers are disgruntled as the government is struggling to pay them adequate salaries.
The worsening economic problems have also resulted in many parents failing to raise school fees and other school supplies, and this is complicating everything, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, kunjalo ke futhi. Gibbs, nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nezvekuvhurwa kwezvikoro mangwana. Vabereki vakawanda vari kuti nenyaya yekuti upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka, vari kutadza kunge vachiwana mari dzekutengera vana mayunifomu, mabhuku nezvimwe zvikwanisiro. Nekune rimwe divi, varayiridziwo vari kuti havasi kufara nemari dzavari kutambiriswa, sezvo hurumende iri kutadza kuvawedzera mari. Saka toda kuti vabereki kunyanya vange vachifona vachitudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei pagadziriro yavo panyaya dzezvechikoro, zvikoro zvacho zvichivhurwa mangwana. Gibbs.
Yes, tike zulukandaba lingachona njani lapa rikona kurangapo ngemakaya tinangapa ke Lord Blessing siyaphila sibula kwamagama. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo ke lamhlanje njengoba Blessing esitsho mfowethu esikhuluma ngovula kwesikolo kusasa. Ziyavula izikolo, abadala bayakhala badabala mali. Imali nje ayikho ngoba ilizwe ngazane alenzi kuhle xa sokubuya kumnotho lapha. Uyakhumbula ke umajayivane sithi leli lizwe
alila mali.
Ye. Kukanya ngazane wayitshaya enhlokweni umnumzana kamaji. So wayebonile kudala ukuthi okubuya phambili ngapha kunzima. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabo-ke abadala ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolo. Ye, sikhuluma nje futhi la matitshala kumbe ngithi ababalisi. Laba bakhala ngokuthi imali ayingene ezikhwameni, ngabalayo imali enhle abangaphila ngayo. Ye, so zulukandaba asixoxeni. Ye, nxa lifuna ukusishaya inombolo kathesi nansi, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, nzayiphinda futhi inombolo, 001-202-619-2077. Lingasithumezela njalo lo mlayezelo nje omncane bouthi chatha ufake ke kuloko kuthiwa yiWhatsApp. Inombolo ithi 1-202-465-0318. Asisebenze mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the schools that are opening tomorrow and also the state of the education system in Zimbabwe. Of course, For starters, you know that in 1980, there were huge strides that were made when Zimbabwe got its independence from Rhodesia, and education was free, and the ruling ZANU-PF party made it free for everyone. But things have gone south since then. In 1988, government could no longer fund education, and things really were expensive. But Gibbs, Zimbabwe remains, in terms of the literacy rate, the highest country in Africa, followed, of course, by Tunisia. But literacy is different from education proper.
Definitely. You know,
people can read and write.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that they have degrees and other diplomas, for example, and certificates that can enable them to work with five O-levels or so. But they can just read and write.
That's
so in terms of that, Zimbabwe is still leading in Africa.
Yes. And in terms of, you know, subjects that can be used anywhere else in the world, you know, coming from Zimbabwe, you know that there are five.
Yes.
You know, out of those subjects, if you did them, you become a brilliant student in another class.
Indeed.
Somewhere, let's say USA or, you know, other countries. So, okay, Zuluganda Bagesia, what's with the iningi labantu beZimbabwe bangazani bakhaliphile sibilo kwamagama kodwa ke kungani kuyehla kulezi nsuku ye kuyahlupha khona kana blessing singasilobani fowethu.
I think we have our first guest, Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is a parent and member of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Sibindi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Maybe, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Sibindi, you have been talking to us earlier on. Tell us now about this situation concerning, you know, schools are opening tomorrow, and what is going on now?
Well, what we realize today is that although schools are opening tomorrow, but there was a high of activity whereby most of these boarding schools, most of the children went to school, and we could see buses ferrying children up and down, and we could see that parents were running all over the show, trying to put the final touches to allow the children to go to school. And also in the dams, you could see the big queues whereby parents were depositing fees for their children. And we could see a bit of excitement in the children, but you could easily tell that there were a bit of misery on the most faces of the parents. Simply because of the economic hardships. I know that most of them were unable to really pay the full fees, and that was really a point of contention. We'll be looking forward to see exactly what's happening tomorrow as schools open here, especially day schools, to see whether most parents have paid and to see how these school heads will react to those who have not paid.
Now, Mr. Smith, what can you tell us about the standards of education in Zimbabwe, what you are observing?
Well, what we're observing is that the truth of the matter is that the standard of education is going down. There are many factors, actually. Factor number one is we are talking about the economic meltdown in the country. We are realizing that most parents are unable really to send their children to school. The schools that can really afford to give their children the best education, that's point number one. Second, we are also realizing that even though children are at school, parents are unable to pay. So what does that mean? It means that really schools are failing to provide the quality service that they are supposed to give the children because some parents are failing to pay. So schools are financially constrained. Further to that, we are seeing a situation by our teachers as well. They are underpaid. They are paid peanuts. So as you know, that a demoralized worker cannot really put maximum effort. As a result, this has affected adversely the issue of education. Then we come into our facilities. We find that most of the schools, there is what we call this wet city. Children come, some come in the afternoon because the infrastructure is not enough. In the rural areas, they don't even have days. Some are even learning under trees. So in such an environment, it's not enabling for our children to really to really appreciate to be at school. As such, our education has just gone down, and we only hope that God will intervene one day to make sure that this country did move forward.
Thank you so much. And I think we are now being joined, Gibbs, by our second guest, Mr. Raymond Majongwe, Secretary General, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Majongwe, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. Thank you so much. And of course, Mr. Majongwe, schools are opening tomorrow. And we understand that teachers are not at all pleased. Tell us what is happening.
It almost become a perennial problem. Government has failed to live up to our expectation. salaries have remained the way they are. A lot of promises have been made, they have not been fulfilled. Even promises which were futuristic, like the non-monetary incentives, that all of us were assured that government was going to provide, they have always remained like the pie in the sky. And there's a lot of talk. Mm-hmm. Teachers are disappointed, teachers are bitter. And this is what we are just forced to say. This particular reality we are in can best be handled by the government. Mm-hmm. I think people have put so much trust in many other things. Like, for instance, like Mr. Srinivas, you know, he's saying God must do this. But God has many other problems all over. Mm-hmm. Somalia, whatever. And we must actually be Zimbabweans and say, God must come and help us when we are doing something. Mm-hmm. We're just to sit in our houses and cry and think God will come. There are so many areas where there are big explosions, and God will hear those areas faster and go and intervene there. Not here, the relative peace, people are happy, look at the quality of life, cars being driven around, houses being built. You can't believe that this is a country that people are saying we are a country facing economic challenges.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Majonge. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Ngizokuthiwa bese sitholeke umnumzana obekezela ecingweni kodwa kuthiwa ifoni yakhe ngani iyahlupha. Siyakwazi ukuthi amafoni eZimbabwe akhathaza sibilwa kwamagama. Mbuye kuye baba Sibindi, sike sitshaye ngesintu. Nxase sikhangeleke udaba lololu olokuthi abantu behluleka ukubhadala ama-fees. Kanti uhlelo lwebhimu-ke kuhamba njani?
Wena owuyikwenzeka ukuthi uhlelo lwebhimu walulandzelelani, uhlelo lukhona ngebizo. Abantwana abaningi abafisa ukuba nangabancediswa sikhangela ukuthi ezomnetho welizwe vele aziqondakala. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi, abanye abantwana ama-titled families bafelwa ngabazali, bakhangela ukuba nidini bancedise. Kodwa kungakhangela uzathola ukuthi abantwana abaningi bayabhaliswa, uthole ama-beam committees akhona ezikolo naso kufanele ukuthi loyo ncedo liphelakale. Uthole ukuthi abantwana basebe baningi kakhulu bekhulela imali ekhona. So iqiniso yikuthi ngasikhuma ngolihlelo lwebhimu wakhathesi libizo nje, kodwa sibili ungachayela iqiniso lakhona abantwana abatholi abakufuna. Njalo kube lokunye futhi kugama obunye ubugwelegwele obuba khona kwezinye izikolo, ukuthi uyathola ukuthi kulabanye abantwana abathole uncedo lwebhimu kodwa ungananzeli hloli labazali babo ungathi bayatholathola lapha laphayani. Khonokho ngokunye ubugwelegwele esikhathi i-corruption kwenza umuma khona ube nzima. Kodwa i-basic line ikuthi vele uhlelo lwebhimu khathesi imali yakhona yinlutshwana, uhulumende uyehluleka ukuthi alethe imali engenelisa abantwana. So kuhle kutshengisa ukuthi nxa sikhuluma nge-education system eZimbabwe ngenxa yenhlobo zonke zikhona, kuba nzima kakhulu. Lokutshona nje ukuthi uyabhalisa abanye sebeze bethenda ukubhathanda ngokubhima wabhalisa iminyaka, futhi lo bhima indlela yakhona okwenziwa ngayo, umntwana uyabhaliswa kulo mnyaka angene, next year usekhutshiwe ukubhima, useqamuka asaqhubeke ngezifundo zakhe. So i-system yakhona la vele idinga ukuthi ilandeleli ibonise ukuthi ingenziwa njani, ngoba ukuthi ubhadale umntwana omnyaka owodwa umnyaka olandela abazali bazo bavuva kudala vele abasuze bavuke nangoba usababhadaleli. So kugcina nje kulekha isikhathi i-continuity ngesikhiwa. So khona kwane nge-challenge ekhona ukuthi uhlelo lwe-being file lubanzeka kahle, linanzele ulinetha umntwana lubususe phasi ngezinto engifikisa lapha esibangeni esibambekayo sokuthi naye abonde ngaziphatha kanjani ngemfundo yakhe.
Yes, I want to say that he was talking about the basic education, you know, program where some kids are assisted. Mm-hmm. So he says at the end of the day, there's a lot of corruption in the administration of that program. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, parents are told there are no funds. Mm-hmm. And when a kid goes to school, let's say is paid, the fees is paid for at a certain given period, that child can just be out of that program without any explanation. Mm-hmm. So this needs to be actually rectified, mm-hmm, according to Spindi.
Tisataenda kune mutoreri wedu mukoma Moses Dube rikati mbodzokere kuna vamajongwe vambotaura nyaya yebhimu iri kufambiswa sei vamajongwe semazirenyu.
Tinoonesa kuti tanga tichiziva tese kuti zvinai makubira mushe makaona National Aid Council itendesa 1 million, makaona dzimwe nyika dzichimupa kuti dzichiti idzinenge dzaneta nazvo. Ini ndinoona sekuti nyaya iyi yanga iri nyika inyaya yekuti makambani eZimbabwe vanhu varimo nevari kunemiwo daikwaizi tinoti nyika yapinda mudambudziko tounganidza maidentifaya vana paida kundati pamwe hurumende inezvomamari toidentifaya kuti isusu tiri kunze kwenyika makambani ari muno vanoda kukanda dhora kugadzirwa fund. You know what it means for transparency. There would be a problem. There would be no one in the world. Oh, Zanu Bai Fail. He goes up in the Bible and Power and Ruby Affair. He's only one Zanya and Nagoya. He knows about that. That is the Taker. It tells the Titan by a lot in need. He knew he called a circle of Tong and Zamari. Don't be a number. No, but that is the Marin Matis. They are all bad. So I thought,
thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Majongo is talking about local philanthropists. He's saying we should not wait for donors. But Zimbabweans in the diaspora, those in Zimbabwe who can afford, should pull resources together and send kids to school, not just complain that ZANU-PF is failing without doing anything.
I still remember there was a program that was being done by Econet Zimbabwe Wireless. So I don't know whether that program is still going on. But according to Stripe, the last time he was here, he was saying that he's still helping a lot of kids, you know. Yes.
Regai tiende kune mwe mutereri wedu mukoma Moses Dube Makadi.
Ndinofara mukoma Dube Makadi wenyu.
Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro iyi?
Nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro ine machallenges akawanda mukoma blessing nenyaya yekuti mari dzinenge dziri kunetsei.
Mune vana taurai zvenyu.
Saka zvikoro zvakawanda mutaona kuti zviri kutorambidza vana kuti vapinde muzvikoro vachiti kana munhu asina kubhadhira fees dzakakwana akwanisi kuti apinde muchikoro. Saka zviri kutoomera vabereki zvakanyanyisa nemhaka yekuti nhaya chakatoma kana pasina mari mwana achadzidzi. Ndanitoona sekuti ndee zvaiita sekuti chikoro chapinda pacontract nemubereki mwana opuwa mukana wekuti adzidze mubereki wazoita kuti vatiro kubhadhira mari dzacho semawaniro anenge achiita sekunoita kuri kuita mari munyika.
Mune vana muri kuendesawo kuchikoro here?
Chokwadi mukoma blessing.
Muri kunzi mubhadhare mari?
Ini ndine vaviri, umwe ari kuprimary, umwe ari kusekondari. Ari kusekondari anobhadhira $450. Ari kuprimary anobhadhira $55. Saka mari iyoyo kuti uiunganidze pamwe chete inoti netsei. Saka tozitaura maschool authorities kuti dei vaibvuma kuti tiise mari tikwanise kubhadhara atleast half down tozotedzisa nekufamba kwemazuva padiki patoitowana ipapo zvisingaita zviri nani. Kana kuti ingonzika one kana isipo vana vonzi havakwanisi kuti vapinde maschool premises kana kuti zvinokwanza zvo zvatoita kujepa dai zvati education yemwana macho.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Moses nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda Gibbs.
Silo mnumzana ke unkosi lapha baba nkosi unga uchona njani?
Hayi
sitshone kakhulu ke mnumzana khanye. Ye akutsho baba ukuthi ulibona njani udabula namhlanje?
Ye hayi uvula iminyango izikolo zingayivula iminyango. Kodwa kuyabe kuvulwe nje kuphela ukuthi abantwana bangene bahlale kuthebe besikolo. Ubaba lokhuluma yangikwazi ukuthi yena uphila kuliphi ilizwe. Nxa ukuthi umuntu ophila eZimbabwe then he must be a confused cockroach in the kitchen. Because ungakhangela i-education yekhaya kayiphiliswanga ngomunye umuntu except iZANU-PF. Education yeZimbabwe was the basic education to Southern Africa. Even if you go to America, the basic people with education was Zimbabwe. Yabona. At the moment, education is looking chony for your fans. And it's a pity that they can speak English nicely and fluently. Abafunda udala befunda grade 7, bathina ku grade 7. But abantu abethu bathe sabafunda baze bese ku A level. they are being denied that chance to bafunde in under proper conditions as education. They are being denied access to proper education. Abesithi yena sithele ukuthi abantu abakudiaspora they must try to make a plan ukuthi bahambise abantwana kwesikolo. Where is the government at the end of the day? Why do they go around boasting and telling people that Zimbabwe has got the best education, educated people? It's just being selfish. Bona bafunda baqeda isikolo khathese bedilize education abantwana kakula lapha baya khona kithi akusela ama textbooks akuselani ama company awayisenza ama pencil ipencil iyayisenzwa ngesigodi but company cannot produce a pencil at the end of the day ichoko eyayisetshenziswa ilahle ingakapheli khathese they are failing even to produce ichoko. How can we expect education abantu bethu ukuthi bafunde baye phambili? Bona sebefundile sebe right. Their life is at the end. Abantu babo bafunde emazweni. Thina abantu bethu abaseZimbabwe lapha abahlezi bangafundi. They don't have anywhere to go. Bafundela ngaphansi kwezihlahla. They don't even know what is a blackboard. Abakwazi i-blackboard, i-green board abakwazi ukuthi kuthiwani. How do we expect a progress yabantwana? Where do we get future leaders out of that? The leaders will end up with themselves. If leaders will stay in the world well. They will never get anywhere because of the education system. They will sell out of the PF. It's a pity. It's a pity because we are not going anywhere.
Yes.
That is why you find some other countries, they are very difficult to govern. It is because the population is not educated. They don't understand the academics. That is why abantu bechisa isikolo, bachisa amaklinika, bachisa imigwaqo. Things that will help them tomorrow is because of academic thinking. Do we want our kids to behave the same in the next 10 in the next century? Do we want to see our kids destroying schools that will even be needed by their own children at the same time? How do we survive? We can't survive. Our children are getting poor each and every day. We can work in the diaspora day and night, but you cannot cope up with the inflation in Zimbabwe when it comes to school fees, like textbooks and all these things. You can have money, but you can't get a textbook.
You don't even have papers
to make those books.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu kanye ungathini lokusasa uphenduke phela. Uphenduke lokusasa. Sibongela
kakhulu.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu Nkosi. No, siyabuzwa kanye. What Mr. Kanye is saying is, at the moment, there are no textbooks in Zim, you know. Mm-hmm. In most schools, you cannot find textbooks. There are no pencils. There are no chalks. You know, and kids of top officials are actually learning outside the country, which could be very true.
Indeed.
Yeah, so ngizokuthiwa ke umnumzana ubekezela sephendukile ecingweni sesitshayeni okuqala. Baba bekezela kunjani?
Hey, ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, siphilile. Kunjani, Josi?
Hayi, lapho kukahle kuthole kamnandi nje awuhleli phansi esihlukulile.
Ye, abone ke phose lakho baba, nansi isikolo siyavula.
Izikolo ziyavula kwabanye abantu abafundisayo ukuthi ukukhala kodwa kwabanye kuthi inhlanhla. Ngoba ma ubuka ukuvula kwezikolo kufanele umuntu awubhadala, ungazi nento eyibhadalayo. Uyazi ma ukube ustudio seven yakahambele emaphandleni nesikolo engasibeka ngegama nje ngithi kuthiwa ithita chawa ubona ukuthi ama-teacher khona enzani nesilo kuthiwa isasenza ubona nje ukuthi kwenziwani lapho akunamntwana ofundayo kungafika ukuthi uye kubhesi ezweni ufike umbuzi ukuthi 17+1 uzaqala abale agcine engayitholanga ne-ansa akufundiswa bese kuthi ma iy'kolo zivulwa kanjalo kunabantu ukuthiwa bayabuthwa bobhadala uyazi ngikhuluma kule ndawo unomlisa wakona use kuthi kuthiwa isizibaya ngemali zabantu ababhadalisayo ukuthi ababhadalanga kanti ne-government ithi oselayo akasizakali umntwana afunde nje nje kobhadala. Kunendaba ebhimu, ibhimu ayisebenzi. Ngikhuluma sengingabona omunye ebhadala mpela ebhadala ibhimu le kuthiwa akayobhadala ngoba ibhimu leyo kwakungamanga kanti yinto kwathiwa ibiso ugovernmente ubhadala kanjalo futhi ma uthi yaphambili bavele bakuvalele nje uyabona imandebele yona ivele izoba yiyo abantu ingeke beze bebe nabantwana abafundileyo bavele abaseze bafunde lutho okwabo abazakufunda ukuthi babe phuwa ukuze beqonde belandele leyo nto efunwa ngubani ngoba ukukhanya ngani nje imandebele yomilahlekile ilashiwe yona nje kwayo nilashiwe nabantu bakhona abayibabaphethe bazifunela imali nje ezikoleni lapha funa imali ukuthi bayodlala emuli zabo ngabheka imizaba iyakhileyo ukuthi bayakhe imizi engakanani ngemali zesikole kodwa-ke kuzokuthiwa umntwana uma ulanda umntwana umbizi ukuthi ufundane akuthi ugrade 7 khuluma nje ma ungakhiphi i-studio 7 iyofika ngenye ibelibele ubize ugrade 7 tawuzela mfana wambesisi wami umbuze ukuthi imali elithi libhalwa kanjani angeke aze akutshele kodwa kunamatisha aholayo aholisa ugovernment ebheyili
yesiyakuzobaukuthi
umbusi ongabusi kahle kanti umbusi uyabusa kodwa-ke bonaba abayibo abathunywa ukuthi abawenzi umsebenzi bengawenzi ngendlela kodwa befuna imali kugovernment
siyabonga kakhulu kuyebekezela hhayi ungathi nalo kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa
yebo hayi inetwork yakho kungamani ayivumi kahle
hhayi izavuma ngenelanga sibonge kakhulu baba Yeah, so what Mr. Bekezela is saying is that the BIM program is just dysfunctional. It doesn't work, and there are so many people, so many kids that are disadvantaged in terms of education. And he says there are certain schools where teachers spend the whole day doing nothing because there's nothing to do, really, because there are no blackboards, there's nothing. And the kids don't even learn anything. Very sad.
Yeah. Now, turning to you, Mr. Majongwe, some people are saying that... under Coltart, things seem to be moving. But now, under Mr. Dokora, all is not well. There's a lot of confusion when it comes to policy. Are you of the same opinion? Mr. Majongwe?
I'm saying not necessarily. People must not become judgmental. Because the real challenge we are facing is the moment we start comparing era to say this era was better than that, then we are going to be bogged down in endless arguments. The best thing we need to be saying is what is best for our education system so that we don't spend time comparing these things. Finally, there are several things that have happened that ordinarily is expected to happen. And I want to believe that. Things like the withdrawal of incentives, the challenges that the teachers are facing, one must be able to go back and say the reality is our economic performance as a country is catastrophic. And because of that, you don't expect anything else to function. Because if people are really going to be looking at everything on a wholesome scale, you're going to discover that the real problem is that we are in a country where there is nothing working. So if we are going to be honest as a Zimbabwean, let us interrogate this system and look at it the whole way through so that we are able to address the problems that we are facing. So there are so many things that happened. And the real problem that I basically would have had with Minister Dokora was the speed with which a lot of things were happening. But it's just in his first year. And I want to believe our engagement with him. There are a lot of positive things that are happening. But at a personal level, I don't want to believe that debate of saying who is better, Minister Dokora or Minister Coltart, will solve the problem. The best way is, as Zimbabwe, what do we need to do to better our education system? We need that collective responsibility to put back our education system where it ought to be. Salaries are paid, teachers are living in good housing, the non-monetary incentives that are promised are both. Zima asset is given to everybody. Teachers are also able to get land to do farming and build houses, and we become responsible citizens. Then this country will move forward.
Thank you. Of course, we have several messages on WhatsApp. I will read most of them later on. Nelson says, we're in trouble. The real problem is cash because I'm just seated at home. Basa hakuna. I can't send my kids to school. Itai says, no salary at work for 3 months. So how can I pay school fees? And then Joseph says, vana vainda vachichema mari dzaramba kukwana. Wayne says, I have to pay my fees in 3 parts, all because we have made an arrangement with the private school to pay $150 per month since the fee is $500. We'll read most of those messages later on in the second part of the show. Kune vateereri vedu mukoma Sydney, rambai makabata, uye vagora, rambai makabata, tichadzoka kwamuri. Mr. Majongwe and Mr. Svindi, please do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.